USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Supplemental aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is now being considered by the U.S. Senate. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One about the importance of providing aid to Ukraine in the midst of their defense against Russia's invasion.
As soon as we can get supplemental funding in place, as the Senate passes it, we can get them the kinds of critical materials and weapons they need now to start making a difference on the battlefield.
Reaction is continuing to come in as students on college campuses across the United States are continuing to protest against the Israel-Hamas war. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested so far, with some colleges in New York allowing the police to enter the private campuses to make arrests. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News.
New York City has an obligation to enforce the law and to protect innocent civilians like those Jewish students. If there's a crime being committed in a private home, the police have every right to go into the home to stop the imminent crime being committed.
An El Paso County judge is dismissing 140 cases against illegal immigrants charged in an April 12th riot at the southern border, saying there's not probable cause for the mass arrest. Judge Ruben Morales dismissing the 140 cases Monday after ruling the Texas Department of Public Safety and state troopers failed to provide probable cause for the mass arrests. Severe thunderstorms may bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central United States later this week. The first round of weather is expected to hit the plains and Midwest starting on Thursday. Areas from northwest Texas to western and central parts of Oklahoma and Kansas will be under the threat of wind damage and large hail. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As gas prices across the country continue to rise, President Biden is blocking oil and gas drilling on more than 10 million acres of an Alaskan oil reserve. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan tells Fox Business that Alaska natives want oil drilling to continue on the land.
In this area that rule on the National Petroleum Reserve of Alaska, what we call NPRA, all of the leadership of the Alaska Native community, our indigenous leaders, came out against this rule.
Once a critic of election interference, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign. In an interview with Ireland's RTE's 6-1 News, Pelosi calling Netanyahu an obstacle to a two-state solution between Israel and Gaza. She said the United States recognizes Israel's right to protect itself, but argues Netanyahu has been a block to peace in the region for years. As tensions in the Middle East continue to rise, the Biden administration is trying to de-escalate the conflict between Israel and Iran. Former President Donald Trump criticizes Biden's handling of foreign policy in the Middle East, speaking ahead of a contempt of court hearing for his New York State trial.
It all starts with Joe Biden. The signals he puts out are so bad. And I can tell you, he's no friend of Israel, that's for sure. And he's no friend of the Arab world either.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.